The softly lighted oil portrait of a young woman with a pearl earring is one of Johannes Vermeer's best-known paintings. It has inspired a best-selling novel and a new movie. For Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan, the screen version of Girl with a Pearl Earring is not so much about the narrative as about the look.
Once upon a time, author Tracy Chevalier looked at a painting of a girl by a 17th century Dutch artist and wondered, what did Vermeer do to her to make her look like that, happy and sad at the same time? Girl with a Pearl Earring, first as a novel and now as a film, is so convincing that we feel that this fiction has helped us understand the painting with a depth and richness of knowledge we didn't have before. The film version of Girl with a Pearl Earring is not in the same class as the painting or the book, and the success it does have is paradoxical. This literary adaptation's virtues are almost completely visual, and those visuals are so impressive and overpowering, they make up for the fact that a delicate story has been standardized into a tale without the subtlety and grace that made the novel so involving. As envisioned by director Peter Weber, Girl, set in Delft, Holland in the late 1660s, is so beautifully rendered it truly seems painted with light. This is a film in love with the wonder of seeing. It offers an impeccable recreation of the ambience of that time, taking us from bustling outdoor markets to cramped, candlelit interiors to the crystalline light of the painter's studio. It's almost as if the filmmakers wanted to shoot in Vermeer-influenced light, wanted to suggest he painted the way he did because that's the way the world looked to him.
Look at the clouds. What color are they?
White. No, not white. Yellow, blue, and gray. There are colors in the clouds.
Aside from its look, Girl's other great asset is Scarlett Johansson as Greet, Vermeer's 17-year-old model and inspiration. Johansson, who recently starred in the very modern Lost in Translation, has a great ability to fit in everywhere, to look like she belongs no matter what the setting or the era. What the film does especially well is illustrate Greet's increasing involvement with the physical details of painting. Though she's only a servant, she's fascinated, and so are we, as Vermeer explains his technique, shows her how colors are made.
You can mix the colors.
I mix the colors, so I haven't time.
Make time. This is madder root, gum arabic. Is ruby shellac, wineskin.
The character of Vermeer, played by Colin Firth, is more of a problem. The film can't help turning the artist into one of those brooding, dashingly romantic figures that have become standard in movies for generations. While this ups the potential romance quotient, it also makes for a more obvious dynamic. But even if Girl with a Pearl Earring isn't as remarkable dramatically as it is visually, it's still a thing of beauty, worth appreciating.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.